A hallway? Hallway is a place of transition. It leads you from one place to another. Cool. And then numbers. Now, Deborah has a card that she did for us back there on the meanings of numbers, that if you'd like to get one at the end, because the Lord talks to you. You know, I never really paid a lot of attention to numbers until I started hearing Deborah's stories about her, the time on the clock in her car, or, you know, waking up and seeing a number and having it repeat. So I started going like, okay, Lord, I want you to talk to me in numbers. So I started going, like, watching my speedometer or the odometer in my car and looking at my gas when I fill up with gas and see what it is. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you are talking. Because, it, you know, those are kind of things that it could be any number. I mean, 2976. It could be any number, but the Lord had it arranged that you stopped for gas at that particular point, that your odometer would read a certain number, and your how much you paid and how many gallons that you got in the tank. And a lot of times they look, and they're the same, there are similar number patterns or the same numbers repeated over and over in all three of those things when I look at it, when I check. So I started looking for it. And that's the thing. When you start looking, the Lord starts, you give the Lord opportunity to speak. Because the Lord is always speaking. Whether we are awake through prophetic and dreams, and in visions, or whether we are asleep through through dreams, the Lord is always speaking. The question is, are we always listening? So what we're doing is teaching you to tune in to the God channel. So we provide some resources for you to give you like a jumping off point, something that you can use for a reference, but it's not always but don't take it as black and white, set in stone. Okay? So, interpreting dreams. 8 steps for interpreting dreams or visions. 1, ask God for understanding. Quiet your spirit and listen. That's always, always, always the first place you start. You go, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? Then as you look at the dream, determine what is the focus, what is the main action or words being said in a dream. A lot of sometimes in a dream, you'll hear almost like a clarion call, them a word or a name. I had a dream this last week, and as I was waking up in the dream, I was saying scripture verse reference, and I was in the dream, I was going like this and pointing as I said it, and this was all happening as I was waking up. So, and I was saying it like really slow and enunciating every single word like you would if you wanted to make put an emphasis on it. So when I woke up, I was like, okay, I think this is a cue, that this is a key to this dream. And I wrote down the scripture reference and looked it up. Okay. What feelings are being experienced? We talk about that. What are the emotions? Determine the meaning of the symbols. So again, it's not just what the symbol, not just what the thing is, but what is the meaning of the symbol within the context of the dream. Determine the timing or context of the dream. Is it something from the past, the present, or the future? Determine the plot of the dream. Keep the main thing the main thing. So what is the main thing, the main action or emotion or symbol of the dream? The dream or vision interpretation should be like prophecy, edifying, exhorting, and encouraging. So when you're interpreting your dream or someone else's dream, keep in mind the Lord's trying to reach and touch and heal your heart or the heart of that person that you're ministering to. Keep the interpretation simple, short, and direct. So like Deborah said, the fewer the words, the less trouble you can get into, and the less likely you are to try and add your spin of your understanding to what is being said. So, now on to dream interpreting. We're going to practice. We have three dreams on the back. So, there we go. Quick question.
Reverend Ann, a while back mentioned in the group that God is going to give you your own symbols, and that question has remained in me. What did she mean by that?
That means is the symbols that are personal to you. So you'll have your own symbol language. In other words, like the example I gave of blue, when I see something in a dream that's blue, it's a very personal thing that I know that the Lord's talking to me. So it'll be a set of symbols that become personal to you as far as your own dream language. It wouldn't apply to interpreting someone else's dream. Okay, Sandra, you want to read that first dream for me?
Dream number one, wild horses. I had a dream I was in an open field when suddenly I see wild horses running free, but I'm in the middle of their way and I am trying to get across without being trampled. I make it across safely.
Okay, thank you. What is the main action or activity in the dream?
It's a stampede of horses, wild horses.
Wild horses, and what are they doing?
Running free.
So this is a pretty short dream, right? Okay, what's the main action or the main focus of the dream?
Trying to get away out of the way of the horses so they don't trample her.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'm going to give you like 30 seconds. You can make some notes, and then we'll see what you come up with for an interpretation. Your thoughts on the interpretation. And something to think about, a horse sometimes will symbolize like a movement of God. Power, or move of God.
I know the classes, it's teaching like in the spirit and the Holy Spirit and everything, but does always dreams have to have symbols relates to the Holy Spirit and God, or the dreams could be basically about a daily action or something that God, like it's just an action of a person doing?
Yes and yes. So what's key number one to interpreting a dream? ask Holy Spirit. So that's the first thing, is ask Holy Spirit to show you the direction, what it is that he's saying. And remember, too, a dream can have multiple layers of interpretation. So then the Holy Spirit can even show you multiple meanings in a dream. So then it's even more important then to ask what it is that he's wanting to say at this point, especially if you're interpreting a dream for someone else. All righty.
What I'm seeing is a field. It could be an area of ministry.
I just want you to give your interpretation in one or two sentences.
Field, this person is in an area of ministry. The wild horses are people who are really moving by the Holy Ghost, or that the Holy Spirit or people are moving by the Spirit. And this person is being overwhelmed by the power that's coming through. But this person is trying to move, but these people, and then realizes that there's no harm in this. And this person is trying to go their own way, but the Holy Spirit wants this person, I believe, to run with the horses.
Very good. Anybody else? Dana? Oh, Gary?
I would just say, like the Word of God, if you go through the water, it will not overflow you. If you go through the fire, you will not be burned. I think the Lord is trying to tell us he's with us and never mind what comes our way.
Very good. That's good, too. Okay, one more. One more. No? Well, oh, there we go. Thank you.
Okay, I'm kind of replying to my question about what I saw without thinking about it. I just said, okay, this person, he's in a field, and it could be about in his life, work, or...
Give me two sentences of your interpretation of the dream.
Okay, he is, he's in his life and at work. Suddenly, meaning unexpected, he sees like wild horses, which is probably like things coming to his work where he doesn't, and those are very powerful people or something. And then he just wanted to have his work done without the interference of them and just be able to get along. And he did that and he succeeded.
That is also a very possible interpretation. So what the impression that I got from this dream is that this person is in a place where there is a move of God that's coming towards them. The Lord wants them to be caught up in that move, but they're afraid and they're sidestepping it. And the Lord's showing them they are sidestepping something, that fear is causing them to sidestep something, but the Lord's showing them that it is him. It's a move of God and he wants to sweep them up in it. Okay, number two. Richard, do you want to read that dream for us? Thank you.
I've been having a recurring dream where I am either in a house or building surrounding by a body of water. Looks like the ocean, and I see boats around there too.
Okay, cool. So. Thank you. So what does water symbolize?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, cool. And the boats, what would that symbolize? It's a vehicle.
Would you say? It would be ministry then.
Ministry, cool. Okay, so give you 15 seconds. I want you to write one sentence of what you think the Lord's saying in this dream. And yes, I am pushing you, just like we do in the prophetic practices. Because a lot of times, too, the longer we think about it, the more we start trying to dig into our own understanding. Okay, so, ready? Give us your interpretation.
I believe there's a person which is, like it says, inside the house, and the water represents the Holy Spirit. But the Lord wants this person to get out of the house and keep on moving, and that's why there is a boat.
Cool. That's awesome. Someone else?
I was pretty much thinking the same thing, that she's in a stationary place, but the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is trying to get her out of that stationary place into a place of transition and movement in the Spirit.
Cool. Anybody else? Go ahead.
I would say the house, you know, that's me, and I'm surrounded by the Holy Spirit, and ocean is a sign of love, and I have the love of God within me, so I can go out to minister to other people.
Awesome. I think, yeah. So this is kind of how I would put it here. I'd say, again, I agree, the house, and that they are in the midst, they're surrounded, they are in working and moving in the Holy Spirit, and that also there's a connection in the Spirit between them and other ministries, the boats and stuff outside, that they may be working with. Too. Cool. All righty. That they're in a place in the Holy Spirit, they're surrounded by the Holy Spirit, what they're doing, being, living, their daily walk with God is in the midst of and is surrounded by the Holy Spirit. They're walking in the Spirit, and they have connections and relationships with other ministries that are also flowing in the Holy Spirit. The boats in the ocean. Sorry.
Can this be interpreted as the movement of the Holy Spirit in different ministries? The boats signifying ministries,
too.
Different kinds of ministries, and the Holy Spirit is moving.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Who wants to read? You want to read our last stream?
The subject is earthquake. I dreamed that I was somewhere in Texas inside a building with very large windows. There were a lot of people there partying, and I was just looking at them when all of a sudden the ground began to shake. It was an earthquake. All the people started to panic, running and crying out, "What is going on?" But I did not panic. I looked to my right out the window, and I saw in a vision this massive wall of water coming toward the crowd, which was the reason for the earth shaking. I normally keep quiet, but felt compelled to start telling everyone to repent because we are out of time. People were getting offended, and I did not care. I just kept telling them to repent. I found myself outside the building, still yelling, "Repent," and then I woke up.
Cool. So, what's the main action going on in the dream?
When
what's the main action that the dreamer is doing? Yes.
It's preaching. It's
preaching. Preaching, yes. They're preaching, they're warning. So who does that? What calling? Evangelist. So this is an evangelistic dream. The Lord's calling this person. That's the key, right? What's the main thing that's repeated? He kept going, I kept yelling and shouting, repent, repent, repent. Inside and outside, he was shouting, repent, repent. So this could be almost a calling dream where the Lord's calling this person to the evangelistic ministry. And remember, ministry is not just, you know, you think of an evangelist standing on a street corner, handing out tracts, shouting, repent, repent. But an evangelistic gift is a heart that motivates people. Like a gift of a teacher is a heart that wants people to get further down the road in their relationship, in understanding. Heart of evangelist is the one that desires to see people saved and delivered. And so an evangelistic calling dream could be the Lord saying, and like in this dream, he's in a party, so it's a social setting. So the Lord can be saying, telling him, start looking at the people in your sphere of influence that you have opportunity to talk to. It's not just standing on the street corner. Start looking. I want you to start seeing people's lives and being moved with that heart of compassion. Hey, you all did awesome. Give yourselves a round of applause. Cool. That was fun, wasn't it?